AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Greek Parliament has passed an austerity bill to open bailout negotiations. Although Greece is a friend and ally, British Prime Minister David Cameron told Parliament it is not for his country to bail out a euro country.
As a member of the European Union, if Greece were, for instance, to leave the euro and wanted humanitarian assistance, I'm sure that this House and the British public would take a more generous view. But sorting out the problems of the eurozone, which we've always warned about the dangers of this eurozone, is a matter for eurozone countries.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has released documents to federal regulators about his personal wealth.
Trump's annual income is more than $362 million, and his personal fortune is more than $10 billion. It makes Donald Trump the wealthiest man to ever run for president, far ahead of Ross Perot, Steve Forbes, and the 2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney. In a statement that accompanied the financial information, the campaign wrote, "The federal forms are not designed for a man of Mr. Trump's massive wealth." Donald Trump says the numbers are far in excess of what anybody thought. He added, "I built a great company." Ed Donahue, Washington.
It took the largest deal in franchise history for the Broncos to sign their top receiver.
The Broncos and wide receiver Demaryius Thomas each won a game of beat the clock when they reached agreement Wednesday in a 5-year, $70 million contract. It's the biggest contract in franchise history with $43 million guaranteed. Three-time Pro Bowler Thomas is coming off of his best season. Had the two sides failed to come to terms on Wednesday, Thomas would have played the season under the $12.8 million franchise tag, which would have been about the same amount he made in his first five seasons combined. Bruce Morton, Denver.
A four-day rally ended the day on Wall Street. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is defending the nuclear deal with Iran as an effective way of preventing the Islamic regime from getting a bomb and better than any alternative.
The president says he expects a robust debate.
And that's how it should be. This is an important issue.
But at a broadcast news conference, he challenged foes who think the deal's a giveaway to say what they do differently.
What I haven't heard is, what is your preferred alternative?
Indeed, he says those who'd scuttle a deal backed by U.S. allies that sets sharp limits on Iran and tough inspections are really leaving no other option but war.
You've got to apply military force to guarantee that they don't have a nuclear program.
Obama says calling that the best approach is not a persuasive argument. Mark Smith at the White House.
Vice President Biden traveled to Capitol Hill today, where he tried to rally support for the deal among congressional Democrats who have a lot of questions. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.